Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
Now, in spite of Southeast Asia's recent growth in financial inclusion, there's a high percentage of the region's population still not having access to basic financial services.
Yeah, it's remarkable, really. According to Fitch Ratings, Southeast Asia is home to an unbanked population of about 290 million, and only 18% of the population has access to credit.
Yeah, although digitally driven financial inclusion is prevalent in some countries in the region, the untapped potential across the region remains huge.
Yes, Xfer is a Singapore-based fintech providing financial access to businesses via its strongly built payments infrastructure across Southeast Asia. Recently received a strategic investment of $30 million from PayFaz, which is Indonesia's leading fintech providing financial and payment service.
So according to this agreement, right, both firms will be part of a newly formed financial entity called FAS Financial Group, or FFG. And this group will have the shared vision of promoting the adoption of digital finance within the region.
So what we're asking is how this new entity, FAS Financial Group, can actually promote financial inclusion and why it's important.
Yeah, of course. Let's speak with Tianwei Liu, the co-founder and CEO of Xfer. Tianwei, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Elliot and Manisha. I'm good.
Thanks for taking the time to speak with us. What a topical thing we're talking about. So, but first, I mean, let's try and understand Xfer a little bit. We know that you guys are a Singapore-based fintech and you provide financial access to businesses via your payments infrastructure across Southeast Asia. Tell us a little bit more about how it works.
Sure. Good morning, everyone. My name is Tian Wei. I'm the co-founder and CEO of Xfer. So Xfer is a payment infrastructure company that is focused on accelerating the growth of digital business across Southeast Asia. We are a major MAS licensed major payment institution, and we are currently focusing on helping our clients primarily with digital payment acceptance, fund disbursement, and providing wallet services across Singapore and Indonesia.
Okay, but what makes you different from, say, a bank?
I think the main focus here for us has always been at providing the alternative payment method for Southeast Asia. So how we do this is usually through the integration with e-wallet services like GrabPay, bank transfer services via PayNow, or any kind of non-credit card payment method. So a client coming to us can expect to get that all done via simple API integration.
We're going to segue into FAS Financial Group in just a while. Before that, just a little bit more about Xfer. You talked about clients. Who is on your clientele list?
Xfer's client base in Singapore are primarily fintech. So I think a lot of folks in Singapore probably know us from the clients that we serve, such as Gemini, Coinbase, or money transfer services like Noom itself. So these are the folks that usually will leverage on our API services to provide virtual account payment solution via bank transfer.
Okay.
Or actually using our API to send funds to their clients itself.
Okay. So, of course, I mean, there's a lot of people out there who might not understand what APIs are still. We're talking more here about infrastructure, aren't we?
Yes. So API stands for Application Payment Interface. So from an engineer point of view, it means to say, a set of documentation that tells you exactly how to interact with our services digitally. So that will allow application and innovation to be built on top of it.
Oh, very nice. So now you have this PayFuzz making a strategic investment in Xfer, and you have formed this new entity called FAS Financial Group. How will this group be different from Xfer?
Sure. So FAS Financial Group is a collection of companies that are focused on providing equal financial opportunity to everyone across Southeast Asia. So by leveraging technology, the group wants to reinvent financial services for everyone, regardless of where they live or what they do. So this structure is similar to Alphabet, which is a collection of companies such as Google or YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
So similarly, the two largest companies within FAS Financial Group are Xfer, where I'm from. We are focusing on B2B payment infrastructure.
Okay.
While PayFaz, I think you guys mentioned earlier on that it's the largest non-bank agent network that provides bill payments and financial services such as prepaid phone top-up, water and electricity bill payments, and money transfer services via warung, or what we call mom and pop stores in Indonesia. So by giving them a digital app, non-bank or unbanked customers can walk up to this agent, which is usually their neighborhood mom and pop store, to use cash to make payments for services online.
Yeah, so we were talking earlier today about how you know, when it comes to banking the unbanked in Southeast Asia, there are countries that are on a different level. You know, all the countries in Southeast Asia have a different level, not just in terms of the amount that they engage, but also in terms of the platforms that they are most used to. So I was curious about how this strategic investment from PayFaz will further strengthen your product. Can you break it down, though? Because obviously you're working in different markets here.
Sure. Actually, Xpress has been operating in Indonesia since 2018. I think just that for folks in Singapore probably know this more as our services came in Singapore itself. So as you rightly mentioned, right, Indonesia is a population of about 250 million people, but less than 25% of these folks are actually having regular access to financial services through banks. And so there's a large part of the population which is what we call the underbanked or the unbanked. And so to PayFaz today is about 250,000 registered agents across the entire Indonesia archipelago. They have agents from Jakarta all the way to, Sulawesi, Papua, and they primarily serve what we call, this unbanked population in the tier two and tier three cities. So this investment coming from PayFaz is really exciting, of course, for the whole group. We are basically right now, in rapid expansion mode. We are building and expanding our team. But more importantly, I think this strategic partnership will give us access to this offline payment network that's very, very significant as a payment channel in Indonesia. And we are using this as a way to allow more SMEs and digital businesses to increase their coverage in terms of payment services. So I think if you look at it, primarily in the world we live in Singapore, most of us use credit card payment. Mm-hmm. But when you go to Indonesia and you don't even have a bank account, that's going to be very, very hard for you to get access to financial services. And through the PayFaz agent network, via Xpress B2B APIs, we'll allow merchants such as Spotify, Instagram, or whatever to be able to get access to our offline payment channel to the agent itself. So this has been a truly transformative process for our client base.
Tianwei, there are many sides to financial inclusion, many different meanings to it. I wanted to check on the exact target of financial inclusion that you guys are looking at. You mentioned Indonesia a couple of times. Are we talking emerging markets here only?
Yeah, I think the market that Xpress and actually FAST is going to be, our financial group, which is going to be focusing on, is the entire Southeast Asia market. Right. Of course, today we primarily operate in both Singapore and Indonesia. So if you look at financial inclusion, and we usually see it from an access point of view, right? It depends on the market that you're in. In Singapore itself, I think most of us already have a bank account. The demographics is very well spread out. A lot of us have a lot of access to basic banking services at our fingertips. So in that area, Xpress is focusing on providing the infrastructure layer to allow more digital businesses that are trying to provide financial services to get access to the market to us. But in Indonesia itself, where a large part of the population is unbanked, then the focus has been on building up the offline payment infrastructure to allow these folks to get access to financial services for the first time to their mom and pop store neighbors or to a digital mobile app itself.
Okay. Yeah, why do you think it is the case that hundreds of millions of people still don't have access to credit? Why is this still an issue?
Oh, this is a big issue, right? I think if you look at any mature market itself, a set up financial ecosystem that allows capital lending and access to loans for working capital is very important for the growth of the economy, right? In Indonesia, I've been there since 2018. So before the whole pandemic, I've been traveling there almost every single week. I usually take a budget airline on Monday morning, and I'll be back about Friday evening. So it's fascinating to you to see that, the loan market there, there's a big demand for basic working capital loan. However, a large part of the population which don't have any financial record or transaction are unable to do so. I think the last 2 years, you start to see P2P companies coming from all over the world entering the market, and their business has been booming. And however, this pandemic has hit a lot of local businesses really hard. So not having basic access to working capital has, caused a lot of hardship and a lot of these companies are having to close down. So having a better access to financial services with allowing them to having a regular transaction record and stuff will give banks and financial institutions ability to give good loans and good working capital loans to a lot of these businesses to help them, book out of their property cycle and so grow their business to continue to provide services to their neighbors and ultimately their loved ones.
I mean, not having access to financial markets or capital can be sorted out with infrastructure. And it's great that a lot of you guys are going in to build that infrastructure. But what's being done with regard to education on financial inclusion? The fintechs that go in, how far do they go to help people understand the need to be part of or to be financially included? I beg your pardon.
I see. So you know, this is exactly why we think that, you know, the partnership with PayPass is very, very strategic, right? So if you look at some of these PayPass agents, these are small mom and pop store, and they serve, you know, from our data, they serve about 100 unique customers every single month. And these are highly, you know, repeat customers because basically they are their neighbors, right? So actually these agents are, you know, agents of inclusion in our own terms, because they are the ones that educate the public and their neighbors about the kind of services they can get from the bank, right? From basic, you know, fund transfer, bill payments, paying for e-commerce transactions, all the way to more advanced that we are pushing out right now, where we partner with P2P lending companies to provide basic lending capital through the agent network, right? So a lot of these times is actually spent on educating the customers itself for this kind of emerging market like Indonesia, where, you know, some folks like them, the first time they interacted with a financial services is through a friend or through some like a village chief or a mom and pop store that they grew up with. They understand, you know, I can make some basic lending capital with this kind of interest rate, and this capital should be used for certain use case and not like for you to spoil in a way, right? Mm-hmm. So those are the stuff that our agents are able to do that we have been doubling down on, that, you know, to provide this kind of distribution network.
So what does this mean for companies in the fintech sector that are based here in Singapore who want to use these APIs that you're talking about?
So we're currently rolling out a lot more addition of these channels to our existing services. So SME or digital business that we talk to can able to get access to our APIs. And through these APIs, they will be able to have access to these 250,000 registered agents in Indonesia. So basically, we're talking about services like, hey, offline payment point via the agent or even cash withdrawal, right? So some of these lending companies that we work with, or P2P lending companies especially, are using our agents to basically disperse funds. Or remittance companies will be allowing a foreign domestic worker in Singapore to send money back to Indonesia and withdraw it out via an agent that is in their hometown, instead of having to have their parents or their loved ones head down to a bank, which might be an hour away from their home.
But that sounds remarkably similar to what some of the money transfer companies are doing. Is there anything that you're doing that's different, or do you sort of work alongside them?
So I think it's a bit of both. We work with existing money transfer business quite a bit. So in some sense, you're absolutely right. And, you know, in our model for the agent itself is very similar to Western Union, and that allow, you know, they have branches across the whole Indonesia itself as well. But the key difference here is a lot of these services are primarily focused in a major population center like Jakarta itself or Jakarta Bay, which is the five major cities around Jakarta. But when you start to go down to the what we call the tier two and tier three cities, you won't be able to find a lot of these kind of outlets and internet services, right? So through this kind of agent network that we have built over the last 4 or 5 years, what we have managed to achieve here is, you know, a much better distribution at a much lower cost, right? Because these are small businesses that have a regular business. They are usually selling, you know, FMCG goods, and they have a strong relationship with their customer base. And what we are providing them is just additional services to a mobile app that they can educate their customers and provide these services on top of their existing business, right? So it's a side income to them, and then we'll be able to provide this at a much lower cost from an infrastructure point of view to their customers.
Final question, Tian Wei, do you see this particular sector in financial services being overcrowded anytime soon? We've spoken to a number of fintech firms who have the same idea. We see the gap and we're going to go in and try and close the gap. You're saying that you've got a better network. Do you see the entire network crowding out soon?
I think here at Fast Financial Group, we're excited about this opportunity. And at the same time, we're also happy, you know, that more players are entering the field, because ultimately our mission and our goal here is to, you know, accelerate the growth of our financial inclusion and provide equal financial opportunity to everyone, right? So that's why Exodus continue to be the B2B arm of the whole group. So how we see this is that, you know, we are Amazon and Amazon Web Services, which I used to work for. So you can see here that Exodus is doubling down on the infrastructure that is needed to provide it as a service for B2B payments, right? So while the group itself will be dog-fooding it from Exodus, so we are the infrastructure for the group. But what we have built out over the years, over the 4 or 5 years, the agents that we acquired are allowing us to provide the services. You know, what we say here is that, you know, what works for us as a group will work well for a company that's trying to enter the space, or, you know, MNC trying to look into this market itself. So we continue to provide these as a B2B services to all these folks that are hoping to come into this market itself, and welcome them.
All right. We've been speaking with Tianwei Liu, who's the co-founder and CEO of XFirst. Tianwei, I appreciate your time this morning. Take care and stay safe.
Hey, thank you, everyone.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.